Stuck, written by Andy Bolter. Starring Halima Hussein as Sarita, Linda Marlowe as Maggie, John Oakes as Jack, and Martin Carroll as both John and Leonard. Episode 1, Six Floors Under.
Left a bit. Up your end, Jack. Careful. Careful! I said careful. This is a beautifully made coffin, not some crappy flat pack.
Oh, it's blooming heavy, that's what it is. Oh, we should have taken the body out first.
Oh, left a bit. I said left. No, your left. My right. No, you damaged the wood. It's a lovely bit of teak, this.
Teak?
Teak.
That can't be right, can it? Burying people in second-hand coffins. I know the new ones are expensive, but, I mean, what happened to the original body?
Oh, the original body? What do you mean, what happened to the original body?
Well, you know, the first one. The one that was buried in it. When it was new and that.
Oh, when it was... Oh, I said teak, not antique. Jesus wept. You're working with one of Croydon's most reputable funeral directors. Second-hand coffins, I mean. Look, lower your end down a bit.
Sorry, but you have to admit it was an easy mistake to make. It's only my first week, remember? Oh, I still think we should have taken old Barefoot out first.
Oh, don't be so disrespectful. It's not like you knew the deceased.
Didn't know Barefoot Bill. Everyone knew him.
Really?
All right, okay, everyone knew of him. How could you not know him? I mean, how many blokes have you heard of that's killed two men with his bare feet?
Bare feet?
Yeah, his bare feet. He was the biggest gangster from the scariest family in the manor. All that lot waiting down there on the street aren't here to pay their respects.
No?
No, they want to make sure he's gone for good, don't they? Although... From what I hear, his daughter Daisy's even less fun than he was. Yeah, they should call her Deadly Daisy.
Yeah, or Daisy Cutter.
Blow this. Couldn't we have lowered him out of a window or something?
Oh, what, like a piano? Lowered him out the window. Behave. Up a bit. Bit more your end. What are you doing? No, don't put your end down. Down. What are you doing?
The thought of six more flights of this is killing me. He's been dead almost a week and he's still hurting people. I think we should stick him in the lift.
You what? Oh, don't be daft. We buried a few people from this estate over the years. Trust me, you'll get used to the stairs. And anyway, he won't fit.
Oh, yeah, he will. If we stand him upright. And I'm not sure I want to get used to this.
Stand him upright? You're mad if you think we're going to take the lift to the ground floor. You know that's where the boss will be waiting. Not to mention all those locals, too.
Not the ground floor. The first floor. Well, no one need know. Just you, me and old Barefoot here. And he won't tell anyone. He might have been a nutter, but he was never a grass.
He'll be too tall.
Nah, it'll be fine. Oh, come on, let's just try it. There you go. Told you it'd fit. Here, what could go wrong?
Well, I'm still not sure. Let's get going, in case someone sees. And remember, Jack.
What?
First floor, then we're out.
Of course, the first floor. Well, this was my idea, weren't it?
Oh, not sure idea is the right word. Huh?
Oh, I pressed one. Why are we stopping on the fourth?
Shut up. Someone's getting in. Didn't think of that, did you?
Act natural.
Natural? We just put a dead body in a litter.
Morning. Oh, who's died? Is it Lenny from number 53?
It's not, madam.
That's a shame. He's got a balcony, you know. Lovely view.
What floor?
Oh, third, please. I know it's only one floor, but this is the only way I get to speak to people nowadays. Right, this is my stop driver. See you later, boys. Hopefully much, much later, if you know what I mean.
Fingers crossed we'll never see you again.
Bit rude?
No, I meant that if we do see you again, you'll probably be... Oh, do you think I hurt her feelings?
Every time you speak, you hurt something, Jack. Mostly my ears. Oh, what now?
The lift stopped.
Yeah, I know the lift stopped. Oh, this is a nightmare. It can't get much worse than this, can it? Look, press the... What the... Oh. What was that?
I don't know. Did it come from the coffin?
I think the body has slumped to the bottom of the coffin.
What?
I think the body has slumped to the...
I don't believe it. That's unbelievable. Ain't he meant to be stiff in there? You know, once you die, you get that, what do you call it?
Roger Mortis.
Roger Mortis? Are you sure? I mean, is that right? That doesn't sound right.
Well, sorry. That's a funeral director's joke. We call rigor mortis Roger Mortis, after that stiff actor who played James Bond.
Who, Daniel Craig?
Oh, I give up. Look, needless to say, he should be stiff all over.
Stiff all over? How'd you get the lid on?
Oh, I'm going to ignore that, Jack. But he's definitely slumped to the bottom of the coffin.
How? I mean... He is dead, ain't he?
Of course he's dead. That's why we're here.
Oh, are you sure? We could be people smuggling. This could all be a ruse. I mean, I've only been here a week. How would I know?
What? People smuggling? What, one at a time? That's our dear business model, is it? I don't know much, but I do know that the person at the bottom of this box is dead.
Like this lift. This is dead and all.
Look, stop. Pressing all the buttons, you'll break it.
It's already broken, John.
I don't care. Look, just press the alarm, will you?
Good afternoon. Welcome to Metropolis on the up and up all over the country. My name is Sarita. How can I help?
Yeah, we're stuck in a lift.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. You wouldn't have called if you weren't stuck in a lift. Unless a crime is being committed. Ooh. Are you being robbed?
No, we're not getting robbed. Although, if we don't get out of here soon, there might be a murder.
That's good. Not the murder, obviously.
Well, depends who you're stuck with.
I was just thinking, this job must be like answering the phone at my uncle's takeaway in Southend-on-Sea.
Is it? I mean, why?
Well, why else would you buzz me if you weren't stuck in the lift? And the first thing you say is, I'm stuck in a lift? Everybody rings his takeaway and the first thing they say is... Can they have a takeaway? The same, see?
Oh, I could murder a curry.
With your bare feet?
Yeah, it'd be a barefoot Bill Murray.
Very good.
Do you get it? Bill Murray, Ruby Murray, curry, Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah, I got it, Jack. The first time. Anyway, Sarita, we're stuck.
You sound like you're having fun. If you give me a moment, sir, I will tell you when an engineer can get to you.
So you're not the engineer?
Me? No. I work in a head office in Delhi, directing engineers to lifts all over Britain. 1 minute, I will buzz you back with an ETA for our engineer.
Blimey. A call centre for broken lifts.
Well, lucky she's human. It could have been a recorded message.
Imagine that. Press 1 for broken lift, 2 for robbery.
What number is for dead body at the bottom of the coffin? Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, don't panic. No one's going to know, are they?
Of course they're going to know. He wanted to be displayed in an open coffin.
Did he?
If you'd looked at the paperwork, you'd have noticed he wants to be transferred to the chapel in an open coffin so the community can take one last look at him before he goes down under.
Down under? How deep's the grave?
Oh, Jack.
Sorry. Well, anyway, he's got a lid on him.
Yeah, I know he's got a lid on him at the moment. We remove it just before we leave the building and carry him to the car. Only now, if we carry him to the car, people ain't going to see him.
Maybe they'll think he was taller when he was alive.
What are you saying? Dead people shrink?
Perhaps they'll think he's shy.
Shy? He's not shy. He hasn't shrunk. He's not playing peekaboo. He's dead, you idiot.
People are going to wonder where we are soon.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Your engineer will be with you in about an hour.
Well, can't it be any quicker? We've got a dead body in here.
A dead body? I was only gone a minute.
No, he was already with us.
Oh, I see. No, actually, I don't see. Why did you put a dead body in our lift? I mean, it's not very hygienic, is it?
Oh, no, it's all right. He's in a coffin.
He's in a coffin?
Yes, he's in a coffin. We're funeral directors and we're taking him to be buried.
You're using a lift to bury him? How deep is his grave?
How deep is his grave, yeah. Good one.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Shut up and show some respect, Jack. Right, who am I talking to again?
I'm Sarita.
I need some help, please, Sarita. As it stands, you have two funeral directors.
I'm an apprentice. I've only been here a week.
Okay. You have one funeral director and an apprentice currently stuck in one of your lifts with the dead body of a notorious local crime lord slumped in the bottom of what will be a half-open coffin.
Okay. I see a problem.
And with a grieving family of nutters above us, and a bunch of locals that have gathered in the street below us.
Okay, okay. One problem at a time. Why is the body at the bottom of the coffin?
Obviously, to get the coffin in the lift, we had to stand it up. Otherwise, it wouldn't have fit.
Obviously. Give me a moment and I'll see if I can speed up our engineer. I've got two divorcees stuck in a courtroom lift. If we don't get them out soon, one of them might get stuck into the other one.
Imagine that.
You could say I see the ups and downs of life all over Britain. One moment.
Thank you.
She seems lovely.
Yeah, she'll be even lovelier if she can help us get out of this lift. Oh, I can't believe I listened to you. What an idiot.
Who's an idiot?
I'm an idiot. I don't even know what you are.
An idiot's apprentice?
Don't push it.
Hello, gentlemen. Are you still there?
Where else would we be?
Good, good. I have pulled a few strings and managed to get an engineer to you a bit quicker. He should be with you in about 10 minutes.
Oh, brilliant. Now all we got to do is work out how to straighten Barefoot Bill out.
I still don't get why he slumped in the first place. What with that Daniel Craig thingy?
Rigor mortis.
Oh, I can answer that. Rigor mortis only stays in the body for up to 48 hours. Then it starts to leave.
Really?
Yes, really. That's how the police guess how long the victim has been dead at a crime scene.
Wow, I did not know that. Did you know that, John?
No, I didn't know that, Jack. And funny enough, I've never had to know it neither.
Well, why is that then?
Because I've never stood a coffin upright with a body in it before, let alone taken it for a ride in a lift.
All right, John. I didn't know this would happen, did I? I'm only the apprentice.
I've only been here a week.
Well, I have. Although I don't know if I fancy doing this forever. How do you know all this stuff, Sarita? Watch a lot of Casualty?
Almost. I trained to be a doctor before I got this job.
You're a doctor? Why aren't you, well, you know, doctoring?
No, I trained to be a doctor. I didn't finish the course. I had to finish early to look after my father.
Oh, that's rough. Did you always want to be a doctor?
Sorry. If I can interrupt for a minute. By my reckoning, we only have about 8 minutes left, and we still have the problem of a painfully shy corpse hiding at the bottom of his coffin.
Yes, yes, sorry. Is the coffin full couch or half couch?
Well, it's more like a wooden chest than a couch.
Idiot. She means, does the coffin have one lid or two lids?
Why would you stick two lids on a coffin? It's not like he's going to get out and do some damage, is it?
Oh, I'm not sure this is the right job for you, Jack. It's not two lids on top of each other, you lemon. Two half lids. So, when you display the body, it's from just above the waist. Sarita, it's a half couch.
Great. Can you pop the bottom lid off?
Why?
Because I have an idea.
Okay. I'll give it a go. Oh, wait a second. The top of the coffin is facing the wall.
Can you twist the coffin round?
Well, I think so. Jack, give us a hand, will you?
Yep, got it.
Almost there. Got it.
What? What?
He's tumbled out of the coffin.
He stumbled out coughing? He wasn't really dead?
No, he's dead. I said he's tumbled out of the coffin.
Stuff him back in! Stuff him back in!
Stuff him back in! This is someone's loved one we're dealing with. Not a frozen chicken and a fistful of sage and onion. Now calm down!
Oh, I'm glad he's not alive. I would have had to report you both. I mean, if I had a choice, he would be alive, but not trapped in a coffin.
So this wasn't part of your master plan then, Sarita?
No, but... Oh, hang on. Good news.
What?
The engineer is on site.
Oh, God!
You don't sound very happy. The engineer is early. That's very efficient. I thought you'd be pleased.
Put it this way, Sarita. I'll be happy when Billy is back in his box, and even happier when we're back in our hearse.
Of course. Right, let's get on with this. Can you lay him out on the floor?
How much room do you think we have? It's a lift, Sarita, not a massage parlour.
Can you lay him on the floor so his head is in the casket and lift his legs up? He should fit then. One of you will have to grab hold of his shoes.
Jack, I've got Bill's head. Can you grab his shoes?
I'm not going anywhere near his feet.
Jack, now is not the time to be squeamish. Just grab hold of his shoes.
He's not wearing any shoes, John. He's barefoot, like his name. Oh, I don't like feet when people are alive. Even flip-flops turn my stomach. But dead feet? Oh, it's disgusting.
For God's sake, just grab his feet.
You grab his feet.
I've got his head, Jack. I can't be both ends at the same time.
Why isn't he wearing shoes?
His nickname was Barefoot Bill, on account that he killed two men with his bare feet. Clearly, in honour of these offensive weapons, his family wanted him buried without shoes and socks.
And I'm not touching them.
I have another idea.
Good.
Take off your socks and put them on his feet.
You what?
I said, take off your socks and put them on his feet.
But...
Just do it, Jack. I'll buy you a new pair of socks. But right now, we're a few minutes from the sack, or worse. Now, can I suggest you remove your shoes, put your socks on Billy, and help me get him back to his rightful position?
All right. But I ain't happy. There's nowhere in the advert that said I had to share my underwear with a corpse. I wanted to be an undertaker, not an underwear taker.
Technically, you're sharing, not taking. You're an under-sharer, like an only child.
You're not helping, Sarita. Please, this is an emergency, Jack.
All right. I said I'd do it, didn't I?
Thank you. We're almost there, Sarita.
Good. When you're both in position, I want you to lower the coffin as low as possible. Then, Jack, when you're ready, I want you to push the body slowly forward into the coffin. John, you gently guide the body in. It should work like pushing a pipe cleaner up a drain pipe.
Well, I hope you're right. Are you ready, Jack? What the hell are those?
What?
Those! What have you put on Barefoot Bill's feet?
Socks.
No, I'm wearing socks. Those are they bloody pop socks?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Who wears pink, glittery pop socks to a funeral? In fact, what grown man wears pink, glittery pop socks full stop?
Look, they're not mine, all right. They're my little sister's.
You wear your little sister's underwear?
Socks? Not underwear. And not normally, no. I couldn't find any dry socks this morning, so I just grabbed these.
Because they're your favourite?
No, because it was dark. I didn't know there were these ones. I left before she woke up, and I couldn't ask because she'd have said no. I wanted to wear my Simpson socks. They are hilarious.
You can't wear funny socks to a funeral.
Why?
Because we're funeral directors. We offer our clients a certain sense of respect and dignity, and silly socks don't show it.
I could have lightened the mood. We're stuck with a lot of sad people in this job.
Some of us are stuck with a lot worse than that. Look, funny is not appropriate.
Why not?
Even if we were burying a clown, I wouldn't expect us to have a coffin that fell apart on the way to the funeral. Don't wear them. Or your sisters either.
Well, I didn't want to wear them in the first place. Anyway, have you seen where they are? I'm hardly going to put them back on now, am I?
The engineer understands the problem. He says he can fix it in a couple of minutes. Better hurry.
Oh, can't you slow him down?
Huh? I made him rush across London to get you triple, double fast, and now you want me to slow him down? He's fixing the lift, not dancing a foxtrot.
Dancing a foxtrot?
You know, quick, slow.
Come on, Jack. Push. Now, gently.
Oh.
Gently. It's working. It's working.
Oh, I've heard of the phrase pushing up the daisies, but I didn't expect to be pushing up daisies, Dad.
Almost there. Oh, that's it. He's in.
Phew. Oh,
well done, well done. Quick, put the lid back on.
The lift is moving.
Oh, that's great. The doors will open on the first floor.
Blooming heck, that was close. Oh, thanks, Sarita.
Yeah, thanks, Sarita. Oh, I don't want to think about what might have happened. That could have been proper embarrassing.
Well, more embarrassing than you taking off your sister's underwear and dressing a dead gangster in them.
They were just socks.
It was almost a pleasure. But please try to refrain from carrying bodies in our lifts in the future. It's very bad for business.
Yeah, and bad for my nerves too. Right, Jack, have you got your end? 2, 3, lift! Up your end, Jack!
Hold on this again!
Oh, come on, Jack, concentrate! Hello, gentlemen. I thought I'd pop up and see where you'd got to. Bit of a nightmare on these stairwells, eh? Boss, you could say that. The last half hour has been a bit of a nightmare.
I'll say.
You should have stuck him in the lift. Well, having said that, even if you had got the box in it, you would have been stuck.
Stuck?
Shh. The lift has been out of order for a little while now. The deceased family have been waiting ages for
it.
Well, luckily we didn't try it then. Careful, Jack. Mind that corner. Up your end slightly. Just a minute, gentlemen. Remember, we must show Barefoot Bill to his loving community. Here, let me take the lid off. What the hell is this?
Sorry?
What?
Why is Barefoot Bill dressed in glittery pop socks?
What? How can you tell?
Because he's bloody upside down, isn't he?
That was Stuck, written by Andy Walter. It starred Halima Hussein as Sarita, Linda Marlowe as Maggie, John Oakes as Jack, and Martin Carroll as both John and Leonard. The producers were Lily Streams and Ross Pete, and the programme was a Kitchen Disco production.